It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yes, it is. We're the only people that came to work today. It is President's Day 2013, and really the only way to celebrate or observe President's Day is by speaking to U.S. presidents. Ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama.
How you doing?
Hey, Barack.
Just got done doing a little golf.
Can I call you Barry?
You can call me whatever you want.
Hi, Barry.
Chewing gum, relaxing, having a good time. Got a golf tip from Tiger, Butch Harmon. Had a good time.
You seem awfully relaxed considering the fact that our country's falling into the water.
I'm as relaxed as I can be, and I just want to say John Boehner's an ass.
Thank you. That's Barack Obama.
President.
Very cool guy. Here's another one. Here's Bill Clinton.
Oh. How are you?
Hi, Bill.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Rob.
Good president.
It's your day.
It's not a good day for me.
Why not?
It's not a good month for me.
What's wrong?
How come?
Well, she's home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she
relate
quit.
To that.
Yeah, she's like the Pope. She quit.
She knows where I go. I mean, let me tell you something.
Okay. Oh, you're serious now. He's pointing.
If she could put a GPS on my wiener, she would.
That's what the P stands for, isn't it?
I tell her, go back to work. When does that campaign start, bitch?
Clinton for President's Day. And look who's here.
Yeah, I should talk.
A lot of people don't know this, but he's been in the news a lot, Buzz, because of the Oscar-nominated motion picture. Did you know that President Abraham Lincoln had a high nasally voice?
I read this. Historians agree.
President Lincoln.
How you doing?
Oh, dear.
420 years ago.
Hey, what about your crazy wife?
Oh, man, what a bitch.
Mary Todd?
Second time I've said bitch in the opening bit.
Seems to be a theme among first ladies.
We lost a kid.
Right.
So she's really uptight.
And that doesn't bother you?
I don't like Daniel Day-Lewis's portrayal of him.
Really?
Did you see the movie?
I didn't think it was very good.
Are you still hosting the Tonight Show?
Thank you very much.
President Lincoln?
That was President Lincoln, another great president, a recent visitor from the office, of course, George W. Bush. George W. Bush is here.
W.
How are you, Rob?
Hey, Dub. How are you?
Oh, just great. I'm doing self-portraits. I was on the throne the other day, taking my morning dump and sketching out my reflection in the mirror. I've got mirrors all over my bathroom so I can do my self-portraits.
How about the ceiling?
The ceiling. That's a great idea. I'll be right back.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but did you know that President Taft had an extreme hair lip?
No, I didn't know
that. That's true.
A big guy.
President Taft.
That's Millard Fillmore. President Taft was extremely overweight.
I'm sorry, but a wonderful speaker.
So you got your presidents wrong. I understand.
I have to check the notes.
You've never heard some of these
voices.
Never what? No, I've never heard
You've
them.
Never heard some of these voices from the president. They had to bring in a special tub for me.
Now, when you were at the White House.
Yes.
And did they have like an intercom then? Because this was a long time ago.
What's an intercom?
Exactly.
Bye.
They haven't been invented yet.
Millard Fillmore was the one with the speech impediment.
That's right.
I'm checking the notes now. President Fillmore!
What?
Millard
Fillmore. I'm Millard Fillmore, president. Happy president.
Yeah. How did anyone understand your State of the Union speech?
Shut up, Buzz.
Millard Fillmore.
Fine.
Everyone knows the way this guy sounded because he really operated well with the mass modern media. It's Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Oh, LBJ.
I will not seek and I will not accept the nomination for president of the United States.
Hey, when you were out in the waiting room, did you talk to Millard Fillmore?
You're not looking close enough at me.
What?
Take a look. Uh-huh. Look down there. I got my Hager pants on.
Oh, you do? Oh, look at that.
I got the fly undone. That's my scrot.
At least he didn't show us his Lyndon Baines Johnson. Now, also waiting out, I love this guy. He's fun to talk to. Hard to get him to come out of his shell. Richard Nixon.
No, Richard Nixon's not available, Rob.
He's not.
Because as we discussed, the bit is presidents that we wouldn't know the voices of.
Oh, I see.
So Richard Nixon is not coming in right
now. Oh, okay.
You'll have to take another president that no one would know the voice of.
Gerald Ford.
I do Gerald Ford.
Oh, wonderful.
So we'd know that voice, too. We have to go back further.
How about...
That's the nature of the bit. Remember, that's where we were going to bring the funny.
Andrew Jackson.
Ah, Andrew Jackson.
Very good.
Howdy, son!
Bit of a cowboy.
Boy, I'll say we got a boy.
Yeah.
Man, I'm Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, you are.
I'm a tough son bitch.
Yes, you are.
I'm a tough son bitch. That's all. That's the idea.
You know, Thomas Jefferson spent a lot of time in France.
Hi there.
Wait a minute.
What?
Hello.
Hi, Thomas Jefferson.
It's good to be with you.
Now tell me
how
about
are you?
I had no idea.
I write, it just flows out of me.
So that's the secret.
The Declaration of Independence. all of the constitutional amendments that I, not amendments, the Constitution itself.
Can you walk me through your invention of the swivel chair?
I don't want to walk you through it. I'll dance you through it.
Oh, God.
Bye-bye.
I
didn't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Quincy Adams.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. How you doing there, Rob? It's John Quincy Adams.
The short man with a cigar.
So, John Quincy Adams, so you don't think I'm as good as my dad, huh? Well, yes, sir. I'm just as good as my father, see?
Yeah.
That's the way it is. Yeah, and I got better sideburns.
Are you a tough guy?
Yeah. John Q. Adams here.
Yeah, you're a tough guy.
Yeah, just call me Q.
I will.
Q, like that villain.
What?
Isn't that a Bond villain?
James Bond.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah,
I'm running out of voice.
Tough guy, and I always like when this guy can come by. Known as Silent Cal, so it'll be entertaining to hear the voice of Calvin Coolidge.
He hardly ever...
Hello, boys.
Oh, he wasn't really silent. He just whispered.
How are you?
This must be why he didn't talk much.
Or he did. No one heard him.
What?
Oh, I'm tired.
You're going to have to speak up.
It's good to be with you. I'm a bad man.
No, really?
You're
why?
Bad?
I need a spanky.
I'm just kidding.
Don't really know where we're going with this.
Understood.
But you're silent.
Silent cow.
Make the loudest noise you can.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. This is a silent cow.
What I'll do is I'll do my own introduction.
Okay.
Excellent.
Mr. Speaker.
What?
The President of the United States.
Thank you. You know who else is great?
Who?
President Buchanan.
President Buchanan.
Yeah, bring him in.
I don't know anyone knows that what he sounds like.
Yes. Hi, PB.
James Buchanan.
Jim?
I just don't understand why. Everybody's making such a big deal and stuff.
Hey, did you go snake hunting last week?
I think he did.
That's it. I don't know about that.
Oops. Yes.
Ulysses S. Grant.
Oh, big story about him on the CBS
I don't
show.
Know what's good. You just don't understand what's going on. You
big
know, bigger. I'm the president of the United States. Boy.
Yes,
I'm
absolutely.
I'm the president. They said that I had a drinking problem.
I didn't say
I
that.
I accept the fact that I have a drink. You don't know.
I don't.
What it is to be. I was an effing general.
A what?
I was an effing general.
Yes,
general.
You were.
And
you
I was president of the United States.
That's right. A beautiful tomb.
And you know what my beard smells like? Oscar said it last week. Grease gutter.
Oh, I like that. I think this guy was very important in keeping America together after World War I. It's door open before I announced him. Woodrow Wilson.
Hello.
Woody.
Wow.
How are you? Woodrow Wilson. I like this guy.
You know what?
What?
I believe the bit's over.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
My name is Sergeant Frank Greven, Detective Lieutenant Police Squad, a special detail of the police department. There'd been a recent wave of gorgeous fashion models found naked and unconscious in laundromats in the West Side. I was across town doing my laundry when I heard the call on the double killing.
Attempted holdup, Frank. Cashier's the only witness.
It's the same M.O. as the others.
They could be, but this one has an interesting wrinkle. The gunman twice is a good family man with no prior record.
I'm Captain Frank Greven. I understand you've had a pretty rough time. Do you feel up to any questions?
I'll try.
Where were you when all this happened?
I was right here at my desk working.
And when was the first time you noticed something was wrong?
Well, when I first heard the shot, and as I turned, Jim fell.
He's the teller, Frank.
Jim Fell's a teller?
No, Jim Johnson.
Who's Jim Fell?
He's the auditor, Frank.
He had the flu, so Jim filled in.
Phil who?
Phil did. He's the night watchman, Frank.
Right, now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Twice came in and shot the teller, and Jim fell.
No, he only shot the teller, Jim Johnson. Fell is ill.
Okay, then after he shot the teller, you shot twice.
No, I only shot once.
Twice is the holdup man.
Then I guess I did shoot twice.
Well, so now you're changing your story.
No, I shot twice after Jim fell.
You shot twice and Jim fell?
No, Jim fell first, and then I shot twice once.
Well, who fired twice?
Once.
Now, he's the owner of the tire company, Frank.
Okay. Once is the owner of the tire company, and he fired twice. Then twice shot the teller once.
Twice.
And Jim fell, and then you fired twice.
Once.
All right, that'll be all for now, Miss Decker. You've been very helpful. We think we know how he did it.
Oh, how he couldn't have done it. He hasn't been in for weeks.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his settee, here's Mike.
So, just for the record,
yeah,
it was Woodrow Wilson that killed that bit.
Yeah, or me. One or the other.
You made that bit happen. Live from the Cappy Piper Studios, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We're downloaded worldwide 17 million times and powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. It is Monday, Feb 18, 2013. Happy President's Day.
It always is. You know, there's something special about the magic in the air on President's Day.
My ass there is.
I was just trying to help.
If you're starting a new business, you need professional-looking business cards to get the phone to ring. Thanks to Vistaprint, you can get 250 top-quality business cards for just $10.
Wow.
I'm not making that up.
That's a deal, man.
Check it out yourself. I've ordered them. I haven't handed any out.
You should have handed them out on Saturday
that
night.
That starts today.
You know what? I really just should.
Mm-hmm.
I should hand more
stuff
out.
Stuff your pockets with them.
I'm going to stuff my pockets. Well, we're going. Mark and I are going to a business lunch today.
That's perfect.
I'll be handing cards out all over the place. Yeah. Millions of business owners use Vistaprint because it's affordable and so easy to create quality custom business cards online. Choose from thousands of designs, heavy paper stock, and half the regular price to get this offer, plus free shipping. Go to Vistaprint and use that wonderful code TMOS. Mm-hmm. Put that in the search bar. 250 cards, $10. You can't beat it, rather. Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar.
You know, in the old days, people had what were called calling cards, where you would hand to, like, the footman. And so when you get to the restaurant, they give your card to the maitre d', and he'll yell to the restaurant, Mike O'Mara!
To the announce footman. You.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like Downton.
Exactly.
I will talk about Downton today.
Yeah. You saw the conclusion?
Well, Downtown Abbey, is season four over yet?
Right away. It's been brought to my attention that I promoed one of the shows, or maybe two of the shows last week, with some very sad news.
You did.
And what my sad news was going to be was that it was the season finale of Downton Abbey.
Is this season three
four? Which was season three.
You know that it's been on sale at Costco for 2 weeks. You don't have to wait for it to be on TV. You could have gotten and bought it. And been
season
done
three?
It. Yes.
No way.
On DVD.
Before
no way.
It aired?
Yeah.
No, that's impossible.
No. Before it aired.
I seen it.
No way.
I seen it at Costco.
No, because the big story, I mean, I don't want
to. I'll look it up.
Spoiler alert, yes. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert. If you have not watched Downton Abbey, and I know they're passionate fans of that show that yelled at me the last time, I'm going to talk about the episode right now. So if you don't want to know how it ends.
Spoiler alert, because it's been out on the shelves for 2 weeks.
There's no way.
2 weeks.
I don't watch the show, but it's all over the internet. What I've learned is that everyone is killed by bees.
It's very
happens
Rob,
all
there's
the time.
No
it's
way
more
this,
common than you know.
Rob, there's no way this was out on DVD.
No, it is, because I went looking for season one.
Rob, it would not have created the furor then that was created by the finale.
Germany
last night
created the furor.
Unless
Mike
this is season four, but I think it says season three.
We're going to have to wait and see.
I think Oscar's
I'm
on
looking
it
at right now.
Yes.
But the fact is, spoiler alert, I've said it now. Okay, so Downton Abbey last night kills off one of the major characters.
Is it the lady?
I'm even guilty now after saying spoiler alert.
Either Oscar has something to say or he's taking the Boy Scout oath.
Does it make me a bad fan of Downton Abbey where I talk about it a lot, but I don't know, I don't remember the name of the dude
killed. I do that. I don't
everybody
remember.
Don't
it's
listen.
A dude. It's
oh,
a
it
dude.
Is. So it's not Maggie Smith.
No, it's not Maggie.
That's the only one that I would care about.
That would
treasure.
You so, old queen.
Confirmation that they have 3 seasons of DVDs out already.
So maybe this is 4.
This might be season 4, and I'm going to look it up right now.
But I thought they said season 3 when they come on.
Isn't it filmed and shown in Great Britain? And by the way, not so great. But maybe
you're right.
Maybe it's delayed on when they show it. And they show it on PBS.
But
right?
You're telling me that I could just go down to the store and buy it on DVD?
You could.
Or get it on
like
Netflix or something like that?
Don't know if it's on Netflix yet, but I know they have it at Costco.
Well, find out PBS just has a DVD player.
It's on Netflix. It's on Amazon Prime as well. You can stream it.
The
so
owner of PBS went to Costco.
Well, it's still, for the people that watch it on public television and watch it when it's supposed to be on,
right,
which was last night, it's a big deal. And
yes,
I didn't know that that Hump Langer likes it too.
Really?
Of course
Andrew
he does.
Langer, because he went, his Facebook update was, wait a minute, let me go to it. Because it's actually
be nice, because he'll be advertising later in the show.
He's a wonderful man.
He is a wonderful man.
Love him. You had lunch with him not long ago.
Oscar and I dined with
him. That's right.
But he's still a hump.
We love when they call him a hump, yes.
All right, hold on. Let me just
I think
write.
It's really the highest praise, isn't it?
So, well, from us, yeah.
So Langer, I didn't know he was a fan until I read this on FB. And how did he put it?
Taboo.
Is it an angry post? About
you know, with Nine Langer, Nine? He posts a lot, so it's tough to get down to where.
Looks like there's
speechless. That's what he wrote. Speechless.
Ah.
Talking about Downton last night, uh-huh. And then somebody wrote, "It's jumped the shark." And
there's no sharks on that show.
So I guess the guy's jumping. Name was Matthew.
Ah.
The young.
No, not Matthew.
No.
No.
The young husband.
Yes.
The young husband from Downton Abbey. And here's the thing. His wife. See, I don't know the names.
Is he an upper-class guy or a downstairs guy?
He's the guy that got the inheritance that came in to help the house because it had been mismanaged. And the Earl of Grantham, I think I got that, Lord Grantham, had mismanaged the funds and made an investment that they were losing the family money. And then this dude, who's going to marry Grantham's daughter,
yes,
he comes into this money, but because he didn't feel like, I don't know, it's confusing.
You should name your son Earl. After Downton Abbey.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be great. Should, Earl O'Mara. You should, it's a great name.
You should do something to my right one.
There
all
are
right,
three
well, yes.
seasons of Downton Abbey, right. And you also have, and Rob's kind of right here, because the original season finale of the season you just watched aired on November 2012, is what they're saying.
In England.
Yes.
Must have been.
Yeah, so you're just getting it now.
Okay, well, we still can experience
no
it.
No big deal. Here in this country,
right.
People are watching it now.
We're watching it now, yes. But boy, that's kind of a cool way of getting a jump on it. So does that mean... That means that maybe mid September you'll be able to get season four next
right,
year.
If right.
it's in production, doesn't say here on its page.
But it's got to be.
So what I understand is they're up in arms about this. People are very uptight.
Upset about the death of
how did it make,
Matt.
How
one
did
lady
it make
writes,
you feel?
Upset, sad, suicidal, all these emotions.
Really? You
know? Suicidal is a pretty tough word.
How did it make you feel?
I was shocked.
Yes,
from a story standpoint, it was kind of. But I didn't like him. I thought he was kind of a Hugh Grant wannabe.
Okay, so you're glad to see him gone.
Not really glad because I mean he was central to the plot, but it was just a lot going on. There's some other characters.
Who's
going to
get all his? Who's going to get all his dough?
I'm not sure how that's going to work. See, that's where the end season comes into play. But it was they really got you because the baby's born to this couple,
right?
And you see them, and they're just going, you know, oh, isn't this wonderful? This is great. And then he is as happy as he can be, and he's driving back in his little convertible, and there's like a delivery truck coming, and you know what's going. I knew as soon as they show him in the car, I'm like, oh my god, they're going to kill him.
They didn't play it for laughs.
They could have.
No, but you know,
wouldn't have been great if there had been like a dim-witted delivery driver that killed him.
You see him lying next to the car, and remember, this is a spoiler alert, so I made it really clear. That's, right,
yes, yeah, you did,
that I was going to talk
we're
about
fine.
This, and especially if the season's out on DVD,
right.
But they have the thing where he's looking at the camera like this,
oh.
So you know, and just to make sure, because people think, you know, going into next season that maybe he's not coming back, they did another shot of him, and he got the blood coming out of the ear,
so you know,
but
so
no
you know
shot of the gone. Delivery guy, the guy who was driving the
yeah,
truck,
yeah, the just his feet, because they show the
were they the foot of a dimwit?
No, his feet, they show. They show the delivery guy running.
Yeah.
Running towards the scene of where his car was crashed.
You see, if I ran Downton Abbey, I would have the delivery man played by Benny Hill.
Oh,
Benny Hill is dead.
That's what I'm just
Benny
talking,
Hill
painting
is
his
dead.
Broad strokes.
Yackety sack.
Russell Brand.
In March of 2012, the entire cast, the surviving cast.
Yes.
So you want some cheese? I brought me cheese up for you.
Signed a deal for a season four and five as well.
Ah,
so you'll have a season
the
four
cast.
And five. The cast.
You know it's really good.
Coming back for two.
You know what I like about it, and this is a lot of people say, "Oh, it's all this she soap
right.
opera crap
stuff."
Yeah, it's she soap opera crap, but it moves like this: bam, bam, bam. Stuff happening.
Everyone
constantly.
Says the writing. Everyone says it's the writing.
It moves fast. I like it, and they, you know, you can knock out 2 hours with it, and I did last night. So there's your spoiler alert, and that's what I said for everybody that was concerned that I was talking about some sad news.
I hear it's very sad.
The season finale itself was the sad news.
Right. Better, Mike.
I had no idea that the season finale was going to be really sad.
Just watch out for the delivery truck.
And the bees.
Here it comes. Hello. Penelope. Where's that delivery man? Why? Someone tell me, why is he zigzagging up the driveway at a super fast speed?
Running on the lawn.
Now he's hitting the butler on top of the head. Very fast. Very quickly.
It's in fast motion, and he's being followed by a woman in a small nurse's outfit and an old man in a cop uniform.
This is for people. Hey, if you don't watch Benny Hill, you're not getting this at all. So, anyway, so that's Downton Abbey. Lots to talk about on today's show.
Well, I'm glad you're handling it well.
We had a social event. Some of us were, Buzz, Rob, and myself were out at
yes.
a social outing for our friend Katie, her 35th birthday party out at Jimmy's, and... Shocker of shockers. Carla stayed at her mother's, and Daddy was out on his own.
Yeah.
And Daddy was overserved.
No, I thought you handled yourself very well.
You left early.
I did.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And you know what? Midnight, not early in a lot of circles. Right.
You're the only guy I know who can pack three nights of fun into one.
But I can't.
Yeah.
Well, I no longer choose to do that. That's why I do it more and more infrequently, because my body does not bounce back. I do
you
not like the way
you
I feel.
You said a phrase today before the show that I hate when you say it. You said, I think I need to stop drinking.
It's just not fun to wake up. I mean, I used to have a hangover and it wouldn't be a big deal. Now it's just, I feel like I'm
going
to die.
But don't you think that by going out less often, it makes you want to stay out longer when you do?
Yes.
Yeah, see, well,
I haven't had a boys' night out with without my beloved for a long time.
You need more of those.
Oh, boy.
And you have to dilute it.
You'll be having them soon.
Well, all I know is when we go down to Florida, please... Mm-hmm. When I have those nights, and they might not be all the time,
right?
But I think occasionally I'm gonna say I'm chilling tonight,
yeah,
and let me just chill.
That's fair.
Because
at one point at Jimmy's, when due to a scheduling error, they put a second drink in front of you before you needed it.
Yes,
you looked at me and you smirked and you said, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to every night in Florida."
Did I say that?
Yeah, but I was keeping up with you, so that was okay.
Yeah, but see, we've got to do shows, so I can't really do that in Florida.
That's true.
If we'd done a show yesterday, I would have been in very bad shape.
You can't do that, but Rob can.
Rob can.
Yes.
Rob can do it every night. Rob can do that every night.
Gannon does.
And that brings me to, you know, the night at Jimmy's, we'll talk about Florida.
Okay.
Because we're 2 weeks away from our departure.
Wow.
Where we head down there. But it was a nice evening with Katie and
yes,
Katie's
it was.
Mom.
Finally got to meet a lot of people in her family, yeah. Never met before, but heard about for years.
It was terrific. Rob Spiewak and I chatted a little bit. I have two things to say about the Spiewaks.
Okay.
I have written down.
Because my wife was there as well.
The Spiewaks make me laugh because one of the things that the more time I spend with Carrie over the years, I realize that Carrie has just as good a sense of humor as Rob does in her own little way. And it's funny. She really is funny.
Yes, I like to think
is she getting funnier?
Yeah,
is she getting more like jaded being all these years with you?
I think we compliment each other, as a matter of fact.
She's nasty and funny at the same
time. She can be every bit as mean.
I love that.
When we were dating, the first thing
brings me a great deal of joy.
The first thing we really ever bonded over when we were dating is if we were in a public setting, say a mall, if we saw someone really unfortunate, all we had to say was, uh-oh.
No.
And it doesn't have to be some sort of medical affliction. It could be a bad outfit or just someone that is really ugly.
Making fun of other people.
It's what we love.
The common bond in many marriages.
Hate connection.
Yeah,
that's
hate connection.
That's exactly what it is. But she was just making me laugh.
She was having a great time.
But I wrote this down, and I think I might be right.
Okay.
I don't think Carrie likes the dog.
Carrie does not like the puppy.
Oh, I see.
Okay, well, that's the dog.
But
that's where the dog is right now for the next 6 months or so.
She is going to learn to love the fact that we have a dog in our house.
That's
but what she doesn't
issue.
Care. Yeah,
right.
She doesn't
right now,
care.
Not so much though.
Well, there's an issue, and this might have to change. Right now we crate the dog when the dog is alone. Mm-hmm. When we've got a nice huge crate, lots of room for him, he's great.
That's a huge crate. Yeah, it's the size of a garage.
Ron and Dave.
No, it is. It's actually a crate that is
sized. Dog is imprisoned for 9 hours a day.
No, it's like
no food, no water.
3.5 to 4 hours a day.
I know it's not.
But the thing
if you crate train a dog, that's
what you have to
dogs
do.
Are used to doing
the
that.
Crate is actually sized for him when he's full size. It's from a black lab, so it is for him. It is a massive. It's like.
Did you get it for free?
I did.
Where'd you get it? From?
My mom had it because her dog no longer needs a crate.
It's nice to do.
And
that.
It really is roughly the size of Oscar's condo, and the dog is fine in there, but. In the nighttime, he sleeps on a dog bed in our bedroom, in the master bedroom.
Oh, I thought, no, they have to sleep in the crate.
I don't know that they have to.
They don't have to, but if they're housebroken and they're doing fine and they're not having accidents in the house at night, like pee-pee or poo-poo.
He's never gone through the night with an accident.
He can sleep on the dog bed.
So the problem is that if you have to get up in the middle of the night, say like 4, if you've been at Jimmy's and you have to pee because you've recycled a lot of Stella Artois.
He wakes up.
And he says,
it must be morning.
Time to go. Let's go. It must be time for breakfast and walk and everything.
The
secret is that he will stay, and we've gotten him to stay asleep until 7:30, but we have to stay in the bed until 7:30.
That's not a real bad deal.
No, it's not.
Bedpan.
Yeah, we are.
I'm just basing it on
a urinal.
The subject of the dog, I said, your dog's very cute, and Rob, your wife kind of went, yeah, And then she gave me that kind of look that indicated to me that she hates the dog.
Also, no, I don't think she hates the dog. Also, I think there's an issue at play, and I've gotten this from Julia, not so much from Robert, but the two females in the house say, well, Daddy is the dog's favorite. And I think that troubles them a little bit, too.
Are you paying the most attention to the dog?
Yeah, I am.
And so do you take the dog out?
I do.
Your kids should be doing that.
Well, they're at school.
Yeah, but when they're home, do they take them out?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, they should drop out of school.
But they should to raise the dog.
Does your wife do any of the tending to the animal at all?
She's had, you see, maybe that's the problem. I think most of her involvement has been, I have to clean that up. Because there's the occasional, you're in trouble.
Oh, so he does pee in the house.
Occasionally, but during the day.
Didn't he just say the dog doesn't go?
No, I said never in the night. He's never had a mess at night.
Okay, how many times a week does he?
I would say maybe twice a day we've seen it.
Twice a day?
But you see, they're little spots. He's just got the little baby bladder, just a little bit.
Okay, all right. I'm just wondering.
We're getting there, but what's great is that we've been taking him out about when we're home, we take him out like every 90 minutes to 2 hours.
If you have a Chihuahua, that doesn't matter, incidentally.
Right.
Oh, really?
You can take him out 6 times a day, and they're still going to poop right where your coworkers work.
Thank you, Frankie.
Yeah, Frankie.
The first trick I was going to teach.
I call Frankie a hump. Frankie and Langer.
The first trick I was going to teach Linus was to come here and poop where Frankie works.
That's true.
He does pee outside almost on command. He knows when it's time to go outside, and he's doing very well.
You think your wife will ever really come around on the dog?
Absolutely, because she's more of a pet person than you think she is.
All right.
She wants a cat, so she'll get a cat, and everything will be
fine. You ready to talk about your favorite TV show?
Yes.
That's the one I wrote down.
Oh, it's a good show.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. You'll be very surprised. Coming up next on The Michael Barry Show. Are we back?
We're back.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey.
Our spring break road trip is brought to you by the Institute for Liberty and their partner, Fan Freedom. Your right to independently buy and sell tickets is under siege, folks. Big corporations, venue managers, and team owners are trying to force you to buy or sell in the markets they choose. That means you have to pay their fees and follow their ridiculous rules. The Institute for Liberty and their partners at Fan Freedom are pushing back against these efforts in Florida, Tennessee, California, and across the country. You bought it, you own it. Protect consumer rights and your property rights. Visit fanfreedom.org and learn more about the Institute for Liberty. And fanfreedom.org, something near and dear to my heart because I like to sell my tickets because I don't use them all, especially when it's spring training and something like that, and I don't want to be narrowcasted into doing it. And believe me, I'm aware of the way this works. And, I believe that you buy something, you own it, you can sell it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's kind of the way it works, you know.
Time to stand up for that.
Absolutely. So welcome back to the show. We've got Oscar's World today to talk. Oscar went to an auction and a family reunion with a new member of the family getting off a flight from a foreign country. Lots going on the show today.
He is the international guy.
We'll talk about President's Day. I think it's a big holiday here in the D.C. area, but the rest of the country, not necessarily so much.
No, man.
I don't like Facebook posts that tell me to do something, and I have another issue about we'll get to it, but it's I'll tell you exactly what
there's
I saw.
There's a lot of that.
I don't like my hair. Look at the picture for 10 seconds and then write this down.
Oh, I hate that.
It's like, don't
that
manipulate
me. That was on your
me.
Wall, Rob.
I know. I did it, and it was stupid. It didn't work for me. I think I'm not smart enough.
Well, I hate crap like that.
Yeah.
It sucks. let me see. What was NBC doing with the hockey yesterday? And that's it. So let me get right to it. Rob, I wrote this down. Rob's favorite television show.
Yes.
I wouldn't call it my favorite, but it is what I would call an absolute guilty pleasure.
I don't even know where this show is.
And we've played a clip of it on this show before.
What is it?
Gigolos.
Has anyone seen the show
on
Gigolos?
Showtime?
Yes. It's fantastic.
You know, in your own little way, Oscar, you watch everything. Because you don't seem to miss a lot of programs.
No, I don't. I watch, I've seen 2 episodes of Gigolos.
Right.
And it's on late night on Showtime. And I saw it because I just was like, this is different.
Isn't it for chicks?
There's a lot of guys with no hair on their bodies at all.
But what's so great is these gigolos. This is a reality show, and it's 5 male escorts in Las Vegas, and their goings on.
See, to me right away, that would seem like chick television.
You watched it.
Good-looking guys looking out for skanky women.
They show their dates, though.
Oh, yes. Really?
And they go, and it's the reality show, and it's all these weird, horrible... I would say the women are maybe 30% decent.
Yes.
And 70% horrifyingly scary.
Like heinously ugly?
Sometimes. These are women that have to hire men.
Psychos.
But what's the
Wait, hold on, slow down. So this really does exist.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are these high-powered women with lots of money that hire men to be escorts?
Sometimes. There are a lot of them are in the Las Vegas, the service industries, and they always say the same thing. I ain't got no time for dating. Yeah. So they have to hire.
Now was
the
that
gigolos.
Was that an African American dialect?
No, it's a stupid dialect.
I ain't got no time for a stupid dialect.
Because I don't
like
think
these are stupid women.
A lot of stupid women on this.
See,
show.
I think here's what I think. When I think of a woman and a gigolo, I picture a woman who would be like Diane Lockhart from The Good Wife.
No, no,
Christine Baranski,
not that well.
Who's got
but
a
also,
lot of money and she wants to have a man.
The other issue at play here is the fact that it is a reality show on Showtime. It's
right.
The same thing you get on the Dennis Hoff program. Is
okay.
That
just reverse.
These are people.
Cat House.
These are people that are not only seeking a male prostitute but signing a release to be on television.
Yeah. So
wow.
It's really see right there. I cry foul because it seems to me to be kind of. You know, that seems to me like it would be a secretive type
it's reality
thing.
I would
TV,
think so.
Man.
I'd think
yeah, but
so.
If you think about
I mean, do you think that it's BS
well,
on any level?
If you think about
yes,
Cat House.
Absolutely.
On Cat House, Dennis told us that he has a casting call. Says these 2 weeks we'll be filming the next season of Cat House.
So the guys that actually know they're going to be on TV show up.
They
there.
Show up.
Right. Because they want to be on television as much as they want to get a bone by
but
a hooker.
Why wouldn't women do that?
Right. Yeah, that's true.
This is true.
You know?
That's true. So they, so you do get attractive women that do this occasionally?
Once in a while. But the main attraction to this show is how stupid the escorts themselves are. And there is one particular favorite.
Okay.
His name is Brace. And he honestly talks like the Californians on the Saturday Night
Hey,
Live.
Brace. What are you doing here?
Well, there's the Brace philosophy, which is just to be nice to people.
The formerly funny Saturday Night Live.
They had a pretty good episode this week.
Really?
There were several funny things in it.
Yeah. Like
second
what?
Week I skipped.
Really?
What did you think was funny?
I thought that the open on the cruise ship was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was okay.
I mean,
saw it.
It's a tremendous amount of material.
It is.
You know, and it just
Update was good.
Weekend Update is usually pretty good.
And
it's the best part.
And you know you're going to say that it's just because it's me, but did you not laugh at Casual Hitler?
Yes, I laughed at Casual Hitler.
Okay.
My job
no wonder
done.
You liked it. There was a Hitler
joke. Did I predict it?
And it was hosted by an Austrian.
Yeah.
But
no
he
wonder
said,
he liked it.
When Casual Hitler said Heil and Bile.
You know what, though? They wimped out. Because
Ow.
they don't have any balls.
Too soft.
The show has not had balls for 30 years, but they had balls. You got Christoph Waltz there.
Right.
You're not going to put him in a Nazi uniform, at least. So what they did was the opening, they made fun of the fact that they're going to use these cliches. And I know that he was probably sitting there, I don't want to do any of the German cliches.
The game
show okay, Christoph.
The game show was horrible. Yeah. I agree there.
Yeah.
How about, did you like Jesus Unchained?
Not really.
I thought that was pretty
funny.
No,
that was weird.
No, I mean, I thought it wasn't a big laugh, you know? It's like Steve Harvey. You know there's supposed to be a joke there, but it's not
funny.
Well,
there's nothing
funny
at all about Steve. Steve Harvey couldn't even talk on the Today Show.
The luckiest man in the world.
He really is.
He is the luckiest man. And when did Steve Harvey, just to go there, and incidentally, for those of you that are going to say, hey, he's got all these affiliates, he's got a morning show, he's got a television show, this is Sour Grapes, they totally, completely, utterly... Totally sucks.
Yeah.
He totally sucks.
The reason
he doesn't
he has so
do
many people,
anything.
The reason everyone watches and listens to Steve Harvey is they're just waiting for him to start. nothing
on
there.
Family Feud, he was fun.
He was good. You know what? That's
there.
Probably
no,
of all the things he does.
Worst host on Family Feud.
Him.
You compare him to he has.
Yeah, he's worse than Louis Anderson.
No, I don't think he's.
No way.
No, I disagree.
No, he's horrible.
I think he's actually funny on the Family Feud.
Yeah,
yeah.
But his talk show is just it's there's
you don't
nothing.
Like the segment Steve tries it.
It's not. It's just. I mean, this guy has marketed himself brilliantly. Uh-huh. But he doesn't do it for me, and then he's hosting the Today Show.
And he has his clothing line.
But why is he being asked for advice?
Because
he's a stand-up comedian, right?
Because he's Ask Steve.
His idea.
And he does that also. I think, doesn't he do a lot of couples stuff on his radio show?
I guess so.
I
know that Steve Harvey.
Dissatisfied with him.
Steve Harvey's radio listeners, I know that Steve did a bit where he did, this was told to me because I didn't listen to it.
Right.
Where he, because I think it's, he would do prank calls or he would do phony phone calls.
Right.
And they were all actors.
Yeah, that, but most
is that,
of
is that true?
State.
Did you
no,
hear
most
that somewhere?
Of these, anyone that's that even knows a little.
I forgot
bit,
what the bit was called.
Knows
but he did
a little
something.
Bit about radio. If you've heard "War of the Roses" in on other top 40 stations across America,
right.
He does something similar to that. But they're all
right.
They're all actors.
They're actors.
Right. Yeah.
Remember
so,
when
so
you
the
used people
to
are
it?
Thinking that they're hearing something. Right.
Yeah.
So his entire and that's like his main bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's his central bit. His central bit is all BS.
Yeah, but that bit
because we can't do it anymore.
Which is right. sad, but women and some men go crazy for that bit
because
across
they,
America
because they're not they don't know that it's not
yeah,
true.
We, yeah, we know too much.
That's
sad.
But it's sad that they
yeah.
get away
yeah.
with that because
yeah.
they do it on the you know we got a couple here that doesn't get along. We're gonna have her call him and they're actors
and
so
used
they
to,
say
and
anything.
Used to, and the thing is, you guys used to do it for real. And yeah. used to be really
that's,
sizzling.
And that's what burned.
And
absolutely.
And when the FCC stepped on everybody's neck, that's where the actors started coming out on all these morning shows.
I remember one of the greatest moments we would have on the old radio show, mm-hmm. would and we couldn't even do that after this FCC
right.
came down, would be we had a hotline number that occasionally someone would dial incorrectly.
Yeah, that was one
number.
Of my favorite things that you did.
And they'd come into the show, and they and suddenly, and I loved it more than anybody
yeah,
else.
Yeah, well, that's yeah. why it was so funny, because you really had the best time with it.
It was so, and we'd sit there and, you know, say, who are you calling for? I'm calling for Dr. So. Oh, I'm sorry, he's passed away. You know, and it's just,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It took a powder, see? yeah. Yeah, he's not going to be here, see? They took a powder there.
But
sounds
getting
like John
back,
Quincy Adams.
Getting back to it, Saturday Night Live, Steve Harvey. You've got similarities in this respect that you've got two things where you almost laugh because you think you're supposed to.
Right.
Where it's
there's
not,
an expectation of funny that never arrives.
Yeah, like I look at that
we're
cruise ship.
To. We're
I look at that cruise ship. I'm like, oh man, this is going to be really, really terrific. And then the mm-hmm. bit was that they were just exasperated. And
that's been
just,
the last 30 years of SNL generally.
Yeah, yeah
right. I don't know. I thought that
they
opening bit was pretty strong. I really do.
But it's strong, like strong. You go. You look at some of the episodes where they'll just have. A moment, and the old Saturday Night Live used to have like 10 of them. Now
yeah,
there's hope
right.
because I guess Martin Short's coming back. Right. He's going to host again, or there was he on with McCartney?
Oh yeah, that's a rerun. That
so it's a rerun.
Yeah.
Then why do they say February thing? Paul McCartney and Martin Short?
Because it's their only one good episode in 10 years. They want everyone to see it.
They're trying to fool
that's
you.
Right. But they're bringing him back.
A lot of the characters that go on that program always. They think about that. The new, especially the new actors that come on,
right?
They hope that they're going to be the next guy. Mm-hmm. That's
the next
gonna,
guy with the thing.
That's going
to
bring
to
now,
it,
not
yeah.
just going to break themselves through, but it's going to bring that show back to what it was,
right?
Because even if you're not,
and it's so infrequent now.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And that's the problem I have with it. It used to be, you know, I'll tell you, the guy Jay Farrow, I think is
very good,
absolutely brilliant, mm-hmm. And I think the more they use him, he's going to come through.
Yeah.
And create some kind of character. I really I wish that for the guy mm-hmm. because he's a great impressionist, one of the best I've ever seen on Saturday Night Live. And if he creates his own character, he could really mm-hmm. he could be one of those guys. But they wallow sometimes,
yeah,
you know? It just doesn't happen.
And it really is it's the last great television show. I mean, they've destroyed the Tonight Show franchise,
right?
And mm-hmm. and Letterman never really was a franchise because he had to build from the new. But if you
right.
go back, that's one of the last classic TV shows where the comics can go and launch themselves mm-hmm. and really be part of something
and try new stuff.
Speaks well, yeah. though, the fact that that it still has the regard that it does, whether or not it's because we're conditioned to it.
Well,
it still has a certain cachet.
What's sad is if you had a guy like the writing staffs that exist for there is so much brilliant writing, comedy writing out there. There are the team. From the Daily Show,
oh,
the
yeah.
Emmy
oh,
award-winning team from the Daily Show,
God, so
the
smart.
Writers for Conan O'Brien, the writers for Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel, yeah.
You know, you've got these, and then somehow this Saturday Night Live. I mean, you get these.
What's the deal?
These sketches with who's it? Keenan
Kevin Thompson.
Who's
Keenan Thompson from Good Burger?
Okay, no, who's the guy that's the regular cast member?
That's him,
Keenan Thompson.
It's Keenan Thompson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
like him.
Oh, God.
He runs hot and cold.
Just seems he to do. You like What's Up With That?
I really, really
oh,
do.
No. Oh,
that might be the best sketch in 5 years.
Josh likes What's Up With That.
So, you with me there?
Well, Josh flooded a hotel room this week.
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. He was Josh, sit down in the A chair for a second.
Take the stand, please.
We're running out of time. But
and remember, you're under oath.
When we have to get to Oscar's World. Is
oh,
true.
Yeah.
But... Josh had a weekend getaway at a major hotel in Washington, D.C., and you were telling me that they had a huge hot tub in there?
Yeah, it was some friends of ours that were having a hotel party. I guess those still happen. Ooh. I didn't realize that. Oh, yeah.
Hi there. I didn't know it was friends of yours that were having a hotel party.
So all 20 of us, yeah. No, it was probably more like 10 or 11.
See, you didn't tell me half of this.
This sounds like definite second hour stuff to me.
You said to me that there was a hot tub and you opened the door to
it,
letting water get out. I didn't know.
Is it a hot tub for seniors that has a door?
I don't know. And Oscar kidnapped a Filipino woman.
That's right. Unfortunately.
Sounds like the Hangover 3.
We have a lot coming up in the next hour on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Just a change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, F you and I, F her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be richer.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment is brought to you by Tall Weeds. In the mid-90s, Steve Huey went from being a police detective in Houston to wearing a helmet as a UN peacekeeper in what had been Yugoslavia. He found a land where murder is not a crime but a sport, where the weeds are tall to hide the mines, and he learned the local legend of a vast fortune of diamonds and gold hidden in the mountains of Sarajevo. That's how Steve Huey came to write about deadly treasure hunt in the new book called Tall Weeds. Get it through our Amazon page or at twodogsbarkingpress.com. That's twodogsbarkingpress.com. Tall Weeds by Steve Huey. It sounds fascinating, and this guy kind of lived this thing, right?
Yeah, he did. He was there, so he knows what it's like.
That's a very, very cool. Welcome back to the show. Lots to talk about. It's a typical Monday show.
It is.
Holiday Monday show, 2 days removed from a party. I don't know where the hell I'm going today. Oscar, you went to a party for a woman from the Philippines?
Yes, but I think we just left the listeners with Josh's hot tub party.
That's right. So let's get to that, and then we'll get to Oscar. So you said to me that there was a hot tub in this hotel room, and it was filled with water, and it had a door on it, and you opened the door, spilling water into this entire hotel room, like a tub full of water.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But hold on, no. Let me start
with
this.
But he said it sounded to me like he had a hot tub in his hotel room where he was spending the weekend with his girlfriend, and they spent a Saturday. And now I hear there are 20 people. So were people getting into a hot tub in a hotel room? Was this a sex party, Josh?
It was not a sex party. No, I wouldn't be here if it were. Never mind. So basically, they were friends of my girlfriend's. I guess they were.
So they're just having a party.
They were just having a party. Okay. Yeah, basically, and they gave her.
So
call.
If they're your,
don't say basically again.
If they're her friends, you're sort of the outsider.
I am sort of the outsider.
And you walk
Are you
in as an outsider.
Are you basically the outsider?
Yeah, okay. Kind of. All no matter where I am, all sort right. of the
and,
outsider.
And your girlfriend just graduated high school, correct?
No, she's actually a year older than I am.
Just messing with you.
All right, let me start from the beginning.
Yeah, I think we
should. A very good place to start.
First thing you said is, how was your weekend? She said, hey, we had a weekend. He said, Josh is a fun guy to talk to.
I like
because
it.
Because Josh will give you the first answer.
Your payoff.
And then you got to dig deeper because things will change. The first thing he said to me, I said, how was your weekend? He said, hey, we went out of town. And I said, oh, good. Where'd you go? He said, Washington, D.C.
Well, from Manassas, that is out of town.
No, it's not, Rob.
He went into town.
Yeah, Mike, essentially what he's telling you is that we went to Raleigh.
Then you said you stayed at a hotel. I said, oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned the hot tub that was filled with water. And I think I've seen these kind of hot tubs. Maybe they're for seniors.
Is it a corrective hot tub?
It was big. I mean, it was probably about half of the size of the studio that we were in. A good-sized hot tub. Like, I would say,
in the bathroom, did it have a railing, too?
Well, it was actually it was part of the room. It was a suite.
Okay.
And it was tall and it had a door on it, not really a railing.
But
and
was the... No, in the toilet area, where the toilet was there any kind of support?
No, this wasn't for seniors.
Where you make toilet?
Where you make potty, Josh. Was there a hand railing?
No.
Used for assisting people up?
The door to the hotel suite, was it very wide?
Super wide.
Do you want
to accommodate for wheelchairs?
Why don't you mention what was the hotel?
It was a ramp. It was the Hyatt.
It was the Hyatt. Nice,
yeah,
nice drink.
It was the Hyatt.
And it's stop. We're all picking on him.
No, I'm just talking to you.
The hot tub was in, you know that hot tub I had in my suite in Reno?
Do I?
It sounds the
you
same.
You couldn't get me out of it.
Doesn't it sound similar?
It does.
So the tub
but
is
But it had
kind of,
no door.
The tub is removed from, it's not in the bathroom, it's actually in the room.
Yeah, it's actually in the room, yeah.
So it's a central, but it's not in the, it's in the bedroom.
It's in the bedroom. Right. Well, this was a suite, and there was a kind of a giant opening that you could close, and you had the living room, the bedroom.
Where was the giant bathroom. Opening? I'm just having fun.
Mike, it was adjacent to the bed.
So how did the water leak out?
And what? Wait. I want to find out. Were there 20 other people in the room?
Between 12 and 20, yeah.
Between 12 and 20. Uh-huh. So was this the room you were sleeping in?
We left at probably about 3:30 or 4, but...
Did you stay in Washington or did you drive home?
We drove back after being in Washington.
So you didn't spend the night?
You just visited a hotel.
We were there for the majority of the night.
But you didn't sleep in the hotel is
no,
my point.
No, we did not.
Okay, just wanted to clear that.
He didn't stay in a hotel. He visited a hotel.
I visited a hotel.
He visited a hotel, and there was a big party going on, yes. And you'd gotten the room. One of your buddies had gotten the room, and so everybody's having a big party in the hotel.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. What was the occasion?
I really still don't know.
Just a party.
Now, did they look at you? Did they look at you as a supreme dick because you don't even know these people and you showed up and you flooded the thing and then you went home?
Well, the thing is, I don't think anyone actually noticed it was me that opened the door because when a bunch of water is spilling out onto everyone's ankles, they're kind of like, looking at the floor.
Housekeeping. We're going to need some towels.
So 12, I'm just trying to put it all together.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
If I was a detective, I'd be out of my mind
Memento.
Right now.
Permission to treat the witness as hostile.
Thank you. 12 to 20 people in a room. You don't know what the occasion is.
With a...
It's like if I'm trying to do an interrogation and I've got Shecky Green next to me.
No, I'm trying to help you out here, Lieutenant.
You're not helping me by interrupting me.
You can't let him go with 12 to 20. That's a window of 8 people unaccounted for.
Doesn't matter. Not germane to this investigation.
Well, to mine it is.
Objection overruled.
12 to 20 people in the room. I'll accept that. But the reason the water was in the tub.
Because people were in the tub.
That's the question I want an answer.
That's fun.
So this was a bit of a hot tub party.
Yes, it was.
Were you at any point in the tub?
I was in the tub, but
Slow down. Hold on. I'm asking one question at a time.
Okay.
So you were in the tub.
Yes.
How many other people were in the tub when you were in the tub?
I would say 6.
Yes.
He would say 6.
Wow. Yeah. You could save a lot of time if you filled the tub after 6 people got in.
It was already filled when I got there.
Yeah. When
lots of water.
Of the 6 people, how many were male and how many were female?
I think there were 3 guys and 3 girls.
3 guys and 3 girls.
Hey, it's the best mix.
Was there were they in a bikini or
swimwear?
Were they in swimwear, underwear?
Suits. Yeah.
Everybody was wearing bathing suits.
Or I think underwear, bathing suits. I really don't.
That's such a big difference.
You would remember.
I can speak for myself.
Okay.
I was in a bathing suit.
You were in a
bathing. My girlfriend was in a bathing suit.
So you knew this was going to be a hot tub.
Yes.
If you brought a bathing suit into, and part of the attraction was that it was going to be a hot tub.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
I always travel with a bathing suit. Don't you?
Was this hotel room? Boy, this. I feel like I'm got somebody on the stand.
I know exactly.
This hotel room is known for its hot tub, I assume.
The
size of it?
Yeah, the suites have very large hot tubs. They kind of market it that way to kind of attract people to come in.
21-year-olds.
Flooding, Mike.
So you are in the tub.
Yes.
And you decide to get out of the tub.
Mm-hmm.
And did you step over the tub or did you go to open the door?
I thought it would be easier to open the door.
Oscar, will you do me a favor since you have your personal computer? Yeah. Will you Google up an image of a hot tub with a door? Because
I know what he's talking about.
And what led to this judgment, Josh? Had you been drinking?
You could say that.
Uh-huh. So you think? Do you think that had anything to do with why you opened the door of a full hot tub?
Yeah, probably. had I not been, it probably looking back, hindsight is 20/20, but stepping over it probably would have been a drier option.
I think so.
And was everybody at this party, this obviously happened at the wee hours of the morning?
Yeah.
You're indicating that everybody was so wasted that they didn't know it was you?
You could say that. I mean,
the people in the tub obviously knew it was you.
Well, yeah, but they didn't really call me on it. It was more like oh my God, water everywhere. I mean, a couple people were
so
like,
the panic
on,
of the water itself just and blame was not a sign.
No, I kind of got out of there before. before.
Did you get your clothes on and say we got to go?
I kind of grabbed everything.
Was the initial plan?
I'll be right back. And
do your friends? Do your any of your friends know now that it was you that caused the flood?
My girlfriend does.
So you escaped. Do you know these people well?
She does.
it's really her problem.
Now, was the initial plan to stay the night and it stopped because you damaged the building?
I don't know. That wasn't really my plan. I was just kind of going to get there and see what was going on. Uh-huh. And yeah,
I don't really know.
I don't really
We
know.
Got in the car.
There's 2 inches of standing water, so we best go now.
And we found out before the show that your girlfriend, Sam, thinks that Rob is the most attractive member of the crew, correct?
Well, she,
smart girl.
She's is attracted to Rob.
And she's attracted to Rob.
Yeah, we were having a conversation about this. Well, and for those of you listening,
a little
audience,
louder on replay number six, bro.
Yeah, please.
Thank
That's
you.
Better.
What did you say? You said she's what?
Well, she said that she's attracted to Rob, and now her reasoning, she said, maybe it's because both of you guys shave your heads. I don't know.
This is true. You both have the same chrome domes.
Yeah, it's like
you
looking do. In a mirror.
A fetish.
Now, do you shave your head because you have a, you're a young man with a receding hairline, or do you shave your head because it's the style?
I started because the style, and now I'm worried that my hair is receding, so I don't really want to find out.
Because you look kind of hard to grow it back.
I think it is. I can kind of see.
I'm looking at the hairline. Yeah. It looks like it's up there pretty high.
It might be, yeah.
Do you have a family history of that?
No, well, I've always had a widow's peak, though, even when I was like a little kid, so.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe not.
Speak.
Yeah, basically.
Mark's piling on too now. Everybody's joining the party.
Let's
right
take
now
a step back to the hot tub.
Yeah, because it's
why would the door on a hot tub open out?
I can't seem to find one.
Yeah,
a
I was looking too.
Either.
I can't
no
either.
Room to open
because
in.
You would think if you opened in, that would prevent it from ever having this disastrous flood.
Well, I know
many
that
lives.
No,
I wouldn't prevent.
I
it.
Know there are tubs that have this.
Well, most
of
them have Ed McMahon as their spokesman.
Oh, it's the access. It's so there's access
yeah,
to the tub.
No, the tub, it's not a complete door from top to bottom.
Right.
It's from...
Sorry.
It's kind of like halfway.
Well, what it is...
I'm turning into a Valley Girl the more that I speak on the show. I just
basically, they're built, Mike. They're actually, the hot tubs are built by a company in Southern California called Uptalker Tubs. You can have one installed by tomorrow.
By tomorrow?
By tomorrow, we can have it done.
So, not all the water got out.
No, the...
No. Okay. Really, Manassas, all your life?
I need to speak in more of a monotone.
No, you know. Do not. Okay. No. Listen, if you let me tell you, let me give you a piece of advice. What you are right now, you have been thrown into, you're hamburger, and someone has thrown you into a bunch of hyenas. So you need to just completely
just go
forget
it.
About
surrender.
It.
Surrender.
Don't worry.
I
if you start
that.
Dwelling on every comment, you may lose your mind. So we're all of it. The reason you're sitting here and the reason we're going in on this is because we love this story. This is fascinating.
Yes.
We're just trying to get the answer. Yep. So your girlfriend, has she reached out to any of these people that were at the party?
As far as I know, no.
Hey, so there's no damage assessment as far as the
I don't
hotel.
Think. See, really, this was the room didn't get, you know, it wasn't flooded. The way that the doors work, I'm just going to keep going. The way that the doors work, it only goes down to about a foot and a half, I would say, because there are a series of steps.
Right.
Sure.
So the tub was completely full, yeah. But not a huge amount of
so
water.
So there's steps.
Mike, what do you think he just said? Can you repeat that?
No.
No, not at all.
Are
no,
there
I'm steps?
Not capable of. I'm just. I'm all I'm doing is like tracking with the voice.
We're focused on the voice.
So there's steps to get into the hot tub.
Well,
so it's like a pool.
Well, what it is
yeah,
is
big.
The steps go down.
Right.
And then the water.
But basically, it was full. So when the door opened and the water came out.
So everybody's wasted running around at your, like, ecstasy party that you're having here. And,
sure.
And so and everybody is, like, you escape in the confusion.
Yeah.
Like, between you opening the door and flooding the hotel room, uh-huh. How soon after that do you figure you left?
I would say about 90 seconds.
Really?
Wow.
So you ran.
I was done.
Were
was
you,
out.
Did you change into, like, your regular clothes?
Kind of, like, in the elevator going down.
Oh, my God. So you really,
wow.
You fled.
Yes, escape.
You truly fled.
I was out.
Now, here's a question.
Oscar's still, like, investigating.
I'm
the
on the Hyatt website.
The way
right?
kids are now. There have to have been pictures taken of the site,
mm-hmm.
of the disaster.
Mm-hmm.
You're Facebook friends with any of these people, or is that simply for
I'll
her?
I'll have to go back and check. You'd have to check with her, I think.
Because there might be a picture of the tub. That's really what I want to say.
Oscar now has taken on the persona of he's calling Josh on the whole story now. I can tell by the look
that's
on
fine.
His face.
No, I believe
tell.
The story.
Okay.
I'm really trying to back him up because
right.
there are some... When,
I know I've yeah, seen tubs like this.
Especially in hotels because they're custom
right.
built
I've
and they
it.
Buy 2,000 of them mm-hmm. for all the rooms.
Right.
So so there's something there. Either it's for cleaning, for
right.
access, something.
This wasn't in all of the rooms.
Corpse
this was
retrieval.
Only in the suites.
Okay.
Yeah.
This I've seen tubs like this. I know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
And I have been, you know, I've traveled the world
oh, you
extensively.
Have,
and I've been in some of the finest suites in America.
Josh, would it be safe to say these are now former friends of your girlfriend?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Who knows?
Do you think? Do you think there will be any fallout? And well, it's so you know, speak. It's Monday. This is a couple of days. This Saturday night, this happened.
Yeah,
Saturday night. And so, were these people contemporaries, your age? Or?
About, I would say, I might have been one of the younger people there. I would say from age 21 to like 25.
How was
maybe.
The? How was the talent? How was the hottie factor at the?
I mean. Good, great.
Stellar?
Yeah, I mean...
You got to be careful, I know, because your girlfriend listens they were, religiously.
I would say they were on about her level, whatever you would consider that.
Oh, nice, pretty girls.
So, yeah. So very, very attractive women in a hot tub.
Yeah.
And was
until they had the exodus.
With a norm.
Yes.
Was there...
until the Great Flood.
Was there anything... did anything else go on before you left? Was there anybody, like, getting... you know, having sex in the ante room or something like that?
Not from what I
it's
could
see. It's not Downton Abbey. It's a Downton Abbey. The ante chamber?
This was Maggie Smith in the hot tub.
Was there nudity in the vestibule?
So just everybody just hanging out and drinking?
Basically, yeah.
Basically!
Basically. Yeah.
Basically. What's
they're
that?
They're just raging in a hotel room.
They're raging in a hotel room. Yeah, well, you know, excuse me, I know that concept, okay?
Yeah, but when the...
I understand what that concept is, LL Cool J.
When the hot tub flooded,
yes.
No one was really like, whose fault is it? It was the drunk, oh, how are we going to clean this
well,
up?
Well, I'll tell you, if know? No one was about whose fault it was, there certainly weren't a lot of Irish people at that party.
That's true.
Right. That's right.
Because blame,
been there.
Blame is our middle name. That's what we do. And there no matter, I could be 20 and I could be inebriated and I would like, who did it?
There was one guy in the
heck,
hot
radio
tub.
Radio people like, the same way.
There was one guy in the hot tub after the flood, he stood up and he said, I was wondering where the bald guy went.
It's
he
that
left
fella.
Awful soon.
Get the mob to track him down. I heard he lives in Manassas.
Don't worry.
That's right. And you know what? Basically, we're going to hang him by his thumbs.
That's right. So was your lady upset with you at all?
I think she was a little upset, but she didn't really let on to it. She was more like, oh, that was fun. Too
she's
bad
got a wonderful,
really.
Like, bubbly personality.
She's very resilient to stuff like that.
Right.
Always really optimistic and positive.
And you guys
so.
Are kind of tight. You're getting along very well.
We've been together, I think, about a year and a half now.
Which is a long time for somebody who's 21.
Sure.
Well, that's good. So so you don't think there'll be any fallout from this?
No, and to be honest with you.
Or a bill.
No. Well, he's not named on any of the paperwork.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just showed up and left as soon as he burned the hotel down.
Yeah, and it's not like this transcript of this show is going to be evidence.
That's true, Mike.
That's not going to happen.
No? And, well, you're going to have to remove my name.
And were there, now I don't want to say this, but I do. I'm somehow thinking of it. So everybody was in bikinis?
Well, all the women were in bikinis.
All the women were, yeah. At least as far as you remember.
Yes.
Were any of the women in underwear in the hot tub? You know you'd remember.
You would remember.
You
yeah,
know you'd remember that.
See, I don't think so. No, okay. I think that people who were coming to this, they knew that it was going to be a hot tub party, so they came prepared.
It was a classy Manassas hotel party in D.C.
Okay, was anybody...
They went to the big city.
Well, a lot of Mason people.
Was anybody noticeably, you know, inebriated? Like making a scene besides the guy that opened the door? Or were you the...
There were a couple of loud talkers that weren't in the tub on the other side of the room. You know those people when they drank, their voice kind of...
Right.
Everything's at shouting level. And,
was this Manassas folk that went into the big city?
No, all George Mason. These were mostly George Mason people.
So
Mason.
College kids.
College kids. Yeah. That rules out Manassas. Usually. 99.9% of the time. I kid because I love the zip.
Oh, they hand out GEDs like Tic Tacs around here, right?
It's the way it works the whole time. Well, so you had a good time.
Oh, it was great, yeah. All and, right. You know, if they did it again, I might go, but I won't open the door.
Oh, they're not going to invite you.
Oscar's World. It's time for Oscar's World now.
Yes.
Now, Oscar, you told me this right before the show. You went, and we're not going to get, we'll get to the Philippines thing.
Yes.
But you went to an auction.
Oscar's World.
I'm going to burn this. I hate this. This intro is the worst.
Oscar's
ever.
World.
Oscar's World.
Okay. I think it's nice.
So you went, what kind of auction did you go to?
It was at the Torpedo Factory. And this isn't like really my scene. My friends had told me about this last year. And at the last minute, they said there was a ticket available.
Alexandria, right?
Yes, and it's an old town, and it's called the Art League Patron Show, and it's for all the artists that it's kind of like a think tank for artists. If you want, if you're not from the area where they have
pretty she event for you,
the Torpedo Factory actually used to be made where they made torpedoes.
Yeah, right.
And they reconditioned the space for working artists.
It's a gallery primarily.
So it is a she event, but it's not for me. Mm-hmm. But my friends, I have friends in different circles. They said, hey, you should come out and see what you did.
Check it out.
What it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the ticket allows you for an opportunity to get a free piece of art for your ticket after you've bought it. And you can choose anything from a lot of, like, 600 art pieces.
Wow.
Cool.
And the goal is to be chosen early so you get your piece because you could end up with just a tax write-off.
Okay.
Because at that point, you might not want anything at the end of the show.
And this is sculpture. This is painting.
Yeah, abstract art, photographs, and all kinds of pieces of art.
And how do you get the item again? Do you
buy a ticket.
You buy a ticket, but do you have any leeway in picking out what you want?
No, it's just if your name is chosen, it's like a lottery system.
Oh, I see.
And then you get to choose from whatever's
left.
Yes. How much are the tickets?
They're anywhere from $130 to $200, depending on the ticket.
Okay, and so...
But most of these pieces of art are going for $400, $1,000, $2,000.
So this, at its core, is an inexpensive way to get an original piece of artwork.
Yes.
And then that's what the sell is to you. That's why you're there.
Yeah, because I couldn't afford something like a real piece of art.
All right, very cool.
Original art.
So, and it was interesting because I'd never been there. And you go there, and these people, like, couldn't be kinder and nicer, except when the auction starts.
Mr. Santana! Has chosen the dogs playing poker.
Yes.
Bart Pillow.
So a couple things are at play in rules of engagement. That when they call your name, you can't double up a pick because you have to keep track. Because if you pick the same art that's been picked by somebody else, the people will boo you.
Okay.
And then if you if you take a long time to pick the art, people will boo you.
Wow.
So when my name came up, I was chosen the top 20. There was 800 people there.
Oh, so you got dibs on something really nice.
And mind you, the show started at 4:00. I showed up at 3:55.
Really?
And I might have looked at the art once on an iPhone.
Did you have an idea of what you wanted to grab?
I looked at what I wanted to grab. Shannon did a great job of picking what she would have wanted for the place.
Right.
But I still was unprepared, but I knew this, that a couple of friends that had taken me there and told me about it had laid out a complete grid of what they wanted. They're really passionate about their art.
Okay.
So when my name was picked early, they were shocked, and I was as well, but I knew the whole time, since they were so passionate about their art, I was going to give them my pick if I was picked first.
Wow. Okay.
Because, if someone's so passionate about it, they're going to take their time.
Well, wonderful thing to do.
To lay out. And when I said it, her husband just kind of was like, you can't do that. No, because he knows what big a deal it is. Mm-hmm. And, I can be nice to a fault, but these are good friends of mine, and I knew they really wanted this piece of art.
So you gave them your pick?
I gave them my pick.
That's cool.
And they got the art. They were picked just... I want to say, this is, again, 800 people. So 20 people later, his name was picked, and I picked Shannon's first pick as well. So I got my art as well.
Not only were you incredibly generous to your friends, but you got a very cool
karma.
Piece.
Karma.
What was the piece?
It was an abstract piece of art that had...
Painting?
It was like a painting, but it also had beads and pearls hanging from it. It was beautiful.
And the mirror is a giant phallus.
More importantly, when I was checking...
They were anal beads, Mike.
When I was checking out, Cindy Richardson, who's a big listener of the show, looked at me and she said, you're Oscar from the Michael Mara Show.
Wow.
Cool.
And that we have people from all walks of life. We have people from all areas listening to the show, and it was heartwarming.
Tomorrow, will you tell the story about the family member?
Yes.
The new family member from the Philippines?
Straight off the boat.
That's very cool. You can relate to that.
Oh, I can.
A little bit. No, you really can't. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with Robin the Audio Vault right after this. I got to sneeze.
Jesus. Lord God bless you.
Are we back?
Yeah, we're back. Can I get you a tissue?
No, I'm okay. Like dust or something that got in here.
Something.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, which is brought to you by Warby Parker. Stop paying those ridiculous prices for eyeglasses when you can get them at Warby Parker for just $95.
Yeah.
And it's great because you can go to the website, you can do it from the privacy of your own home, you select 5 pairs that you want to try on, and here's what they do. They send them to you. Mm-hmm. Then you pick out the one that you like, and you send the rest back. Easy peasy, ladies and gentlemen. Every single pair is complete with anti-glare, anti-reflection coatings, and polycarbonate lenses, and no extra cost to you. It's Warby Parker. We've all ordered our glasses there. You can go to warbyparker.com, and really, glasses do start at $95. You cannot beat that price.
The best.
Remember, for the free shipping, you can go to details at warbyparker.com and use our code, that wonderful code that helps you so much, TMOS. Check out warbyparker.com. Let's open it up. Audio Vault for today, Feb 18, 2013, Mr. Spiewak.
Did you take your Dramamine?
No, I did not.
Well, I'm going to
warn
you.
Probably taken some before the show. I might not have sneezed.
Because you're going to be very nauseous after this tape here.
No, you mean nauseous?
Nauseous. Nauseous.
I say it's nauseous.
I think both are acceptable.
I don't think so.
I've never heard anybody say
Buzz, will you look into this?
I will.
Buzz.
But I was doing it for
Nose.
He's the king of it, nauseous.
But I was doing it, causing it, or?
No, he knows how to pronounce things. He's Mr. Kuala Lumpur.
I was mostly doing it for effect. Okay. You're going to be nauseous after you hear this.
Yes.
This is a montage of Oprah kissing Beyonce's ass on the Oprah channel.
Okay.
And this is sprinkled out over an entire interview. But God, she seems to really like this singer.
I think of you as the rule the world. You are the preeminent mistress of the universe. First of all, are you aware of that? That you're hot? You're also cool.
Wow.
You know what I thought it was watching you there? I thought that is where art meets God. Let's talk about life is but a dream. I always had a lot of admiration and respect for you. You know, I like dancing to the music. I like playing it when I'm working out. But after watching Life is But a Dream, I have to tell you, I come away being reminded of that line in a Maya Angelou poem that says, you make me proud to spell my name, W-O-M. A-N.
Wow.
You're not just really. I think that life is.
Did you see her dancing around at the Super Bowl?
See? Yeah. And since it's still relevant, according to Webster's Dictionary, the first choice for pronunciation is nauseous.
Okay.
The second choice is nauseous.
Nauseous, so he was right.
Acceptable, but not preferred.
Well, you're exactly. Absolutely right in saying that I would be nauseous after that.
I thought you would.
Yes.
That segment
of let me tell you something that's a little more satisfying, a little more soothing to your belly. Who do you think has the worst smelling farts, men or women?
Women.
Anyone else?
I would say men.
I don't know that I've ever smelled one from a woman.
What?
Really? What?
I don't know that I have ever smelled one from a woman.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait, you have never smelled a fart from a woman?
I don't think I have.
Does Marsha blame the cats a lot?
What is wrong with your... something? You're not normal.
She must go out of the room. No, I'm fine.
In all the time you have been on this planet, you have never smelled...
I don't recall. Maybe, I don't know, maybe once with Marsha, but I don't recall it ever happening.
Good God.
Well, I feel bad
every
for that one time.
Every relationship I've ever been in. I mean, I could, you know. I'm in the hundreds of thousands.
No woman's ever been that comfortable around me.
Mike, a study of 5 gastroenterologists from Denmark and England has found the gender with the most foul-smelling flatulence is women.
Of course.
And further, this is another great part of this study.
Why.
They said, do you ever feel more necessary to pass gas on an airplane?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because of the change in pressure. It's absolutely true.
Oh, yeah.
And they say you should fart on an airplane.
Oh, I can't.
Because you can cause yourself pain and bloating hold them in. And besides,
I can't fart on an airplane.
This is the worst.
Or in a movie theater
this
or
is
in
the,
a restaurant.
The worst statistic you'll hear today.
It's good news and bad news, isn't it?
The worst statistic you'll hear today, the fabric in the seat cushion absorbs about 50% of the
That is cool.
So now let us go live to Mike O'Mara flying cross country.
So gross.
Oh, maybe you're laying down.
So gross.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm going to throw up. I hate the idea of that, putting my butt
50%!
And make sure that your seatbelts are securely fastened.
So the good news is there's a filter for your own. The bad news is everybody else's is in there.
Using the same filter.
God, that's nasty. Yeah.
Were you like me all into the NBA All-Star game all weekend long?
Was it this past weekend?
It was. There was one great moment, I think, during the coverage last night when they were interviewing Karl Malone, and he talked about a habit that Charles Barkley had when Barkley played. He used to put Vaseline in his belly button.
Oh. Karl Malone?
No. Barkley did.
Charles Barkley did.
And why do you think? Well, I'll tell you. Here's Karl Malone on Charles Barkley and the Vaseline in the belly button.
Charles Barkley.
I remember he had Vaseline. He had to have his lips just right. Look at him. He kept his Vaseline right inside his navel, and he would use it.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I get it.
To wipe his lips?
Yeah.
Hey, it's a storage facility.
Hey, nothing worse than a black man with big crusty lips. Oh,
So obviously he's got an innie.
Charles Barkley is, now that's the one. I'd like to hear the adjectives that Oprah gave Beyonce used on Charles Barkley.
I would like that too.
Because that's how I feel about Charles Barkley. He never fails to amaze me with his honesty and how terrific he is.
Congratulations to the world of the internet for making the Harlem Shake the number one song on iTunes, Mike.
Kill me now.
You know what I like about this song? Nothing.
Did they play this at the hot tub party the other night, Josh?
Oh, no. I guarantee you they did.
Yeah. He wasn't there long enough. Do the Harlem Shake.
dances are funny.
I like it.
The videos are great. Yeah, yeah, but great. It's annoying.
I love that electronic tone too.
Do you know it's actually an older song that they just put a new bass and backbeat on?
Yes.
So
as quickly as it arrived, I'm hearing this trend is already over because older people have started doing it, and that automatically makes
that
younger people
it.
Move away
that
from
kills
it.
Yeah.
I hear they're replacing at McDonald's the Shamrock Shake with the Harlem Shake, but it's only available through March. So check it out. Oh, also, Conan has the best coverage of news outside of Buzz, of course. Did you hear about the woman who assaulted the officer with the tampon?
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Crazy story out of Minnesota. Mm. In Minnesota, a woman was arrested for throwing a tampon at police officers. She could get 30 days, by which point we'll have to go through this all over again.
That is your magic audio vault, Mike.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate that. We will come back with Buzz and News on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is better than the Harlem Shake.
Yes. Not to be confused with the Harlem Shuffle.
Oh, that's also great. The Rolling Stones or Bob and Earl.
That's right. Let's get Buzz in here. It's time for news. Take it away, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. You know how this works, and you know how much we appreciate it. We count on you to do all your shopping at home and at work through the Amazon page at MikeO'MaraShow.com. More than any other topic, we hear Republicans and Democrats arguing over money. And then comes this. Facebook, which made well over $1 billion in profits last year, will pay no income taxes this year.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there's more. Facebook will also get a refund of $249 million.
There you go.
Wow.
We could explain at this juncture the deductibility of executive stock options, or we could just say the rich get richer.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook plans to keep getting richer, leaving the burden of paying for government on folks like us. Facebook says it will carry forward more than $2 billion in tax breaks for use in future years.
I'm not going to click the like button on that.
That sucks.
Good for you. A recent Google chat with the president led to a question about why does the government still make pennies? It costs taxpayers nearly 2.5 cents to make a penny.
Look, Mark's all listening now. Very excited.
Slightly aroused. And the government spends well over $116 million a year making pennies. The president in this Google chat last week speculated that it's probably an emotional attachment that keeps the pennies coming. And he said he'd be for doing away with them if there weren't more pressing matters.
We should keep the penny.
I love the penny.
I like the penny. I like to put them in the jar and then add them up. They add up to 100, you get a dollar.
What I do is I get the red sleeve and I put in 50 and I take it to the bank and get 2 quarters. It's like free money. Don't take mine pennies away.
The penny.
I loves the penny.
The penny.
You know who's on it? Mr. Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln is on the penny.
Abraham, good name. But experts say eliminating the penny would punish the poor and the middle class because prices would be rounded up.
I think they should be punished.
And not rounded down. The stuff people put on their online dating profiles is now being used against them later in divorce cases. A lawyers group reports that most of them, about 59%, have seen an increase in the number of cases in which this information is used as evidence in divorce court. Now, the vast majority of this evidence in which people were dishonest in their profiles comes from Match.com, with only a smattering coming from eHarmony and other sites. The information that's most often false concerns relationship status, lying about being single, for instance.
People are such BSers. Yeah. I like it anytime people that BS online get caught.
And they're getting caught.
That makes me happy.
When I was on Match.com, I wrote how much I love the penny.
I talked about my 29-inch waist.
See, that can be used against you later.
Years ago, before you met Shannon, you put together a profile, yes. And I helped you write it. Did you ever get any action on that?
No, I actually erased your headline. Oh, my God. I never told you guys this.
No.
So my headline on Match.com was, if you laugh every time the Kool-Aid guy breaks through the wall, then we may have something in common.
Laughing at the idea of that.
For like 2 weeks or 3 weeks when I would log on, I'd see these like huge women just writing me.
And large,
I was
large
like,
women.
I was like, large, yeah, large.
It is a fat person keyword.
Yeah, and I said, what is going on?
Uh-huh.
And someone put me on, so they said, it's Kool-Aid, hello, sugar drink. And then, so I said... So I was hammered, and this is my last to-do on Match.com. I was hammered, and I wrote, if you laugh every time the Kool-Aid guy breaks through the wall and you weigh less than a manatee, hit me up.
and that got you in trouble.
I got a lot of hate mail.
That went the other way, yeah. The way it goes. You know the one that I can't stop laughing at, and somebody sends them to me on Facebook. So I've got, I don't even know what the sponsor is, but it's the one where the dog gets lifted up by the hawk.
Yes.
Oh, it's Geico.
Yes.
It's a shocker. Uh-huh. You know, if you know, 50% of all commercials are Geico commercials, but then the one where he's being tickled by the clowns.
Yeah,
This is worse than you see him go, ah!
And it really is horrifying.
Yeah, I love it.
It could be 9 months before Boeing has a new battery for its 787s that doesn't burst into flame. So Boeing is proposing this idea to get the planes flying again.
There's Boeing.
That's right. The company is proposing putting a fireproof box around the batteries to contain any fires that may start.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Wow, that's desperation right there.
They are desperate. The planes are grounded because of this issue, and that is costing Boeing and some airlines a lot of money.
But
just going to sit around for 9 months.
Who is the idiot, though, that said... Now, first of all, in fairness to Boeing, I'm sure that all of these batteries don't do this.
Yeah,
but some of them do. But some of them do, and to say... We want to put a box around to contain the imminent fireproof box.
God,
that's stupidity.
And they're going to put on top of the fireproof box, Mangrates.
Mangrates.
And they're going to have the most delicious food on the airplane you've ever had.
Flight attendants will have to go a little deeper into the cabin.
And the boxes will be measured by a guy at Subway.
There we go. Absolutely.
One airline passenger has learned there are consequences for being a racist a-hole. 60-year-old aerospace executive Al Haas has been fired by his company after slapping a 2-year-old on a Delta flight.
This guy, if it's my kid, this guy's getting a lot worse than that.
The child started crying when the cabin pressure changed, and Al, who reportedly has a record of assaulting a minor, slapped the toddler and told the mother to, quote, shut that N-word baby up.
Oh, no.
Wow.
That's not good.
Besides getting fired, Al now faces up to a year in jail.
And Al had been drinking also.
Yes, he had.
And the child was sober.
And you know what? I understand that after he got back and got out of jail, he went to a hotel room and emptied a hot tub out all over the floor.
Yeah, he drank all the water.
What a jerk. Cute little bunny rabbits are causing thousands of dollars damage at Denver's International Airport. The bunnies have been getting under cars to keep warm in the airport parking lots there, and they've been chewing through the car's ignition wires. And this could be very expensive. Airport officials are considering a number of tactics, including using the urine of predators to frighten the bunnies away.
Keep filling the jar, Mike.
Why don't we just trap them? I like rabbit. Have you had rabbit? I've eaten rabbit.
Oh, it's delicious. Yeah, I like it, too.
Rabbits are good.
Florida.
Rabbit tastes good.
Rabbit tastes good. Rabbit stew.
Yeah.
Rabbit fritters.
Yeah, fried rabbit.
Rabbit! Well, listen up, Luther and Earl. Florida's month-long snake hunt is over. It was the state's way of dealing with what was believed to be an overpopulation of Burmese pythons. State was offering a reward for the biggest catch. 1,600 hunters took to the swamps and brought back 68 snakes.
They got 68 of them.
Wow. Far fewer than expected. It also raises the question of whether there was ever any overpopulation to begin with.
Yeah, but thank I also think, really, you're talking about, you know, we're going down there in a couple of weeks, guys, and I think we should definitely do an Everglades excursion.
Oh, I would love that.
Absolutely. On an airboat, we'll take it. I've never done that.
I'd love to do that.
We will do that, fantastic. And I will tell you, when you take a peek at the Everglades, you know, it's not like they're easy to find.
Yeah.
Okay. Really. It's not like snakes are, you know, hey, here's one over here. Snakes are very hard to find. So it's just the bad hunters. That's what I think. I think there's still a lot
of the pythons they shot was Eric Idle.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you.
I'll explain to you later.
Can we edit that out?
Rob Spiewak, send the mail to him.
I'll take all your mail.
Look, it's a stick. And finally, when two men in Wichita won $75,000 Friday in a scratch-off lottery, they knew their luck had turned. They just didn't know it was turning for the worse. To celebrate, this 27-year-old and his brother bought some weed and some meth. They started to imbibe.
This is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
So not true.
I know. I don't know why that happened.
They then used butane torches to light their bongs because that's how rich people roll.
Oh, that's how they roll, Mike.
But after emptying two big cans of butane, the gas found the pilot light of the furnace and the house exploded, putting one of them in the hospital now and the other one in jail.
Dear me. That's
but hey, you can't win if you don't play.
That's right.
I am Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show is brought to you by Vistaprint.com. If you're starting a new business, you can get 250 top quality business cards for just $10. thousands of designs online that you can use, or you can upload your own as well. For free shipping, go to Vistaprint.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. Remember, that's 250 top quality cards for just $10 and the free shipping when you use the code TMOS, ladies and gentlemen.
When you're at your lunch today, I want you to hand out dozens of cards, Mike.
Dozens of cards?
Dozens
of
cards.
Up your pocket.
Yes.
Now, tomorrow, we didn't get to this. I was going to talk about the hockey coverage yesterday on NBC. They were doing this American push.
Okay.
And it was all about Americans and Americans in the NHL. And it's like, are we afraid of Canadians, Rob? I think you've been for a long time.
Mike, it is a fact that 98.9% of all Canadians live within 5 minutes of the border. That's a fact.
Also tomorrow, Facebook etiquette. We're not going to talk necessarily about the people that send you posts to tell you to do something. But they also, people don't know how to spell or punctuate on Facebook.
Oh, sad.
And I can tolerate it to a point, but I think we need to address that tomorrow on the show. Also, Oscar will tell us all about the new addition to the Santana family.
No, it's not, well, you know, extended family.
New arrival.
Someday.
New arrival.
Extended family. Someday.
And more fun and more thrills. And Mark and I will tell you all about our lunch with Jay Rosenberg.
Hey, Jay.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.